Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and senior citizens pastor. And we have been talking the last couple of times with Mrs. Embretta Reed, whose husband was diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer. And all of a sudden, the C word becomes a P word for prayer. And facing cancer became a time of facing life together, causing their hearts to be closer united than ever before, and with a desire to live his last days, to please the Lord, and to seek to have other people come to Christ. And Embretta, I remember just a month or so before Ken went to be with the Lord in his very presence, he was a part of a Christmas cantata presentation. Tell us what that was all about.
Well, we were preparing for the Christmas cantata for December 2009, and a couple of families and individuals in our church were asked to share their testimony about the sovereignty of God through whatever your situation may be that you're faced with in your life that's a hardship. Well, ours was that Ken had been diagnosed with cancer. So when we were asked to do that, I recall the question being asked to Ken, what was it that you were seeking for God to do, knowing that you were at this stage where there was nothing that the doctors could do, there was no outcome that could come from this that could give the benefits of staying here?
Right.
Well, Ken said that he was looking for a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
To be restored to full health.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think about it then, but I watched that because I asked if I could have a copy of it. And I watched it a lot, and I viewed it a lot with the guests and family that was coming when Ken was, you know, in his last stage
right,
of
right.
life. I kept it on, and people would come over and they were watching it. But
yes.
It really hit me when he said, I was looking for a miracle to a full restoring of his life.
And that would be where?
In heaven.
Exactly.
And I didn't realize it because my mind was like, I know he's going home, but okay, Lord, could you just give me some more time?
Mm-hmm.
And that was amazing to me because Ken, he started saying these things, I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go. And I would cry. He said, it's okay that you cry. He said, but the Lord of hosts is going to be your husband. He said,
Amen.
The church will be your significant one.
Amen. And the new normal.
Yes, the new normal. That is amazing. We went to the Praise and Pie service.
For the Word for Life radio ministry.
Yes.
Yes.
And we had guests come in, and we had several guests come to that. And I'll never forget that the topic was about the new normal facing hardship.
Right.
In life. And on the ride home, Ken said, you got a new normal. And he
mm-hmm.
said, and you got it right now. And you need to open your eyes and walk with the Lord in it. And this verse is the verse that he brought to my attention in that new normal, that conversation was having on the way home that night. It is Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which you know not.
And that's exactly
that's
what
the
you
new
did.
Normal.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. You began to call on the Lord, and God said, okay, the things that I'm going to show you are going to be so exciting, but may not be exactly what you had in mind.
Correct.
So God wanted you to become a part of the Trust Club.
Yes.
I read a statement about some folks who lost their daughter just a few days before her high school graduation. And this is a statement that he made. When trouble hits, we don't start a club. We join one. And I thought when I read that, you know, that's the trust club. Because God wants us to join a trust club of other people who have learned or are learning to trust the Lord. And membership in that club is exclusive, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You have to have a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You have to trust that he died for your sins
mm-hmm.
and rose up the third day, and that you will follow him by faith. the verse of scripture that Ken would say a lot to me is, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and let him direct your path, because he'll make it straight.
Right.
And that is what we had really been taught and fashioned and developed in, but to actually walk it,
mm-hmm.
that was amazing.
Because once you walk it, then you begin to have the testimony that other people need to hear, which is exactly what you're sharing with us today. That the Trust Club is, yes, an exclusive club, but God wants every one of us to join it. And we can come into membership not exactly sure what the benefits of this club are or what the requirements of the club might be, but knowing that because God loves us, we can trust him.
Yes.
And it might even be that someone who's listening to us, Ambretta, might be facing the same thing that you and Ken were facing, possibly themselves or a loved one, where they've heard a diagnosis of it's not going to be long.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, then our minds as believers get back to 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. And that word, earthly tabernacle, is the word tent. And it's the Lord has promised us that we may be living in a tent right now.
Yes.
But we're going to be living in a mansion in heaven. And so while we're waiting for the mansion, we're still in the tent.
Mm-hmm.
But this tent is dissolving.
Yes. Ken would call it a building with a leak in it.
Okay.
And there's this old song, there's a leak in this old building.
Sure.
And I got to move.
Mm.
And Ken, he said, I got to get the words to that song because I'm finna move. He would say things sometimes that would just amaze me.
That helped you to know where his faith was.
Yes.
And obviously that was also something that God was using to build your faith.
Yes. It was a confidence. It was a steadiness. And even now, it's amazing what God is doing in my heart, even today. I was so, like, pulled away from this whole situation at first because I was recovering from my own
sure.
condition. But the Lord used it
mm-hmm.
to keep me from running.
Keep you from running. Isn't that interesting? Yeah. To get so busy going and doing that you don't have time to sit and listen.
Yeah.
Kind of like the 23rd Psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But yet the previous verse said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Many times we don't want to lie down, do we? And so God has to make us
yes.
lie down
yes.
in green pastures.
And he used Ken by encouraging me to have that surgery that summer instead of mm-hmm. waiting. I wanted to do it that fall going into the winter. And look what we were going to face.
You needed to be on the recuperation
yes.
side of the surgery.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But then he allowed for the accident to happen, too. And that really slowed my process of running because I started feeling better and wanting to get involved and just not face it. And mm-hmm. Ken was always pulling me back aside.
Because God knew, and I think even Ken knew, that you needed to pull aside, as Jesus said to his disciples, come apart
yes.
and rest a while.
Yes.
Because as we come apart, it's God who brings about the stability that we're going to need for future ministry.
Yes, and he does do that because during that time, Ken didn't want me to stop doing the Good News Club.
Good News Club for how long had you been doing the Good News Club in a public school here?
It's been 10 years, but a total of 16 years.
16 years.
Because we went into the public schools back in 99. So it's been 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But Ken didn't want me to stop that. Even when he was at his lowest point and we would have those clubs scheduled, he said, go. Go. but you come straight home.
Because he wanted you to see that God was going to give you a ministry through your misery.
Yes.
And isn't that true for all of us, Ambretta?
Yes, it is.
That God gives every one of us a ministry through our misery if we have the Spirit of Christ.
Yes.
Now, sometimes we reject our misery and we fight our misery and we don't develop a ministry.
No, we find it in other things, and that would cause us to fall into places where our heart become hard and we fall into depression, we fall into all kinds of things that's away from God. And then that's not the testimony, because a lot of times it's not what we often say, it's what people see what you do.
Okay.
And how it affects what God does in our life, seeing how we process through it.
So it's let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father.
Yes.
Which is in heaven.
Yes.
Because anybody can talk a good talk, but it's living it when the reality is tough.
It is. There's a scripture in Isaiah, I can't say exactly where it is, but I recall hearing a message preached out of where it says, when you're in darkness, God shines still very bright. He'll be your light in darkness.
Exactly.
And I experienced that, because that was a very dark time.
And it's not just something that God wants you to experience, but he wants every one of our listeners to experience the same thing.
Yes.
So that whatever darkness you personally, my dear friend, may be going through right now, God is a light. The Bible says that he is a present help in time of trouble. And I'm so thankful for that word, present.
Yes.
So many times we have a tendency to think, okay, God's going to help me in the future. I need help in the present.
Yes.
And thank the Lord for that promise that he is a present help in time of need. And that's exactly what you've been sharing with us, Ambretta, that as you now are going through different situations, now as a widow, you truly are beginning to understand what it means for God to be your husband.
Yes, the provider for everything for the life that I live here on earth. And I thought that I would have a fear of living in that house.
Mm-hmm.
That we own.
All the memories.
Yes. I love it. And I'm from a very large family. And so because you always got people around you, when you're alone, it can feel kind of creepy.
Sure. But you're not alone.
No. And now that I'm in that house and Ken took up all the space, that man, he took the space. It was just wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not afraid to be alone because the Lord is with me.
The Lord is with you.
Yes.
And with that, we're going to have to bring our broadcast to a close. And we just trust that the same light that Ambretta has experienced will be the same light you experience. Because if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. May the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.